Welcome to Huron County's Life on the Coast with our second podcast series focused on workforce recruitment and retention locally. I'm your host, Roz Elliott. In our series, we have heard from two ends of the workforce spectrum, those entering their first career and those stepping back in during retirement. Both have chosen Huron County, some returning to their home and others selecting Ontario's West Coast for the retirement years. Both have made choices. Today, we speak with two individuals who have also chosen Huron County as their home. And of greater significance, they have chosen Canada as the country they wish to live and flourish in. What is the experience of newcomers to the workforce here in Huron County? How are they contributing to the vitality of Huron County's economy and community? What can we learn from them as we invest in the future? As we have these conversations, I am reminded that we too are newcomers. The only distinction is the number of generations that have come before us. Before our time, the first peoples stewarded these lands, governed with intent, and gathered in community. They taught us, shared with us, and created treaties in good faith with us. We acknowledge this truth. Well, let's meet our newcomers here at the stage. Rachel, welcome.
Hiya, Roz. Nice to meet you and be on the podcast.
Oh, very much too. And Prisha.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, I think I'm the one excited because I just love hearing the stories of people who have chosen Canada to be their home and what led to it. And, you know, I think about those of us who have relocated to a new town or area. A lot of us have experienced that. It could be just within a country. It could be the next county over. There's a feeling of optimism and wonder when you show up in a new place. And probably a healthy sense of nerves, too, I remember. I'm wondering, Rachel, what was your first feeling when you boarded your flight to chart a new chapter here? Was it nerves? Was it excitement?
Oh my gosh, listening to you talk, it really brought back some feelings of nostalgia because actually at the end of this month, March 31st is the date I landed in Canada, and I was so excited, but I was nervous and I was feeling like, I don't know, so there was so much possibility in front of me, but also like, how do I navigate this new country? How do I get through all the paperwork? Like, what is a SIN number? Like, and I had to go to Service Canada and Service Ontario. And yeah, but it makes it, you know, talking about it makes me feel all warm and like, oh my God, I remember those times. And like, yeah, yeah.
And how far you've come.
And how far I've come. Yeah, it's kind of wild to think that I started in Toronto and now I'm out here in Goderich with my husband and two dogs and my toddler, and I have a new flourishing career. Like, to think back of my, you know, early, more naive days to, you know, being here and established. It's, yeah,
and
it's
where was home for you previous to Canada?
So previous to Canada, I am from England. I'm from the northwest between Manchester and Liverpool, specifically a small village. I say small village, it has 12,000 people, and I know Goderich has like 8. But yes, a village, which I then left when I was 18. I moved to university, which was Sheffield. I got my law degree, and then I went to London College of Fashion in London, and I got my postgrad in journalism. And then I moved back up north to save money to move to Canada, and I lived with my mother-in-law and my brother-in-law and his wife, whom I'd never met before, but I was like, me and my husband, we need to save some money. At the time, he wasn't my husband. And then we moved over to Canada.
Wow. Wow. Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
That's incredible. And Prisha, where did you move from?
I moved from Trinidad and Tobago. It's a little island in the Caribbean. It's so different to Canada. My day of leaving Trinidad, it was a scary one, because I'm leaving everyone behind, because over here it's just my husband and I. So it was a scary feeling.
Were you excited?
I was excited because of all the things he have told me about Canada and how wonderful it is. So the excitement was there. But as I said, the forefront was being scared, don't know what you're going into. Yes, everybody will tell you it's a beautiful country, but it's only when you land and you experience it, then you will know exactly how it is. And so far, I'm loving it.
What did your husband tell you that you were most looking forward to seeing with your own eyes?
He said the place is beautiful. It's clean. The people are very friendly. And especially where he works at Bayfield Berry Farm, there's so much berries that he told me about. I'm like, I can't wait to see everyone.
I love the Bayfield Berry Farm. I have to be honest with you. Those raspberries, the blueberries, the jams.
Yes, because in our country, it's a tropical island. So we don't have majority of those things. So to see it from startup, it's amazing. I really, really enjoyed it.
So both of you were fortunate in the sense that you kind of came secondarily. Your spouses were here first. Was that helpful, Rachel?
Yes, it was. At the time, I didn't realize how helpful it was. But once I'd arrived here, I was like, oh, thankfully, I have somebody who can help me navigate and someone who can show me around. Like, I was going to come here on my own. Fortunately, I met my, you know, got together with my husband. And then, you know, I had somebody who could point me in the direction of maybe where I wanted to live and like how to, again, navigate getting Ontario ID and healthcare and things like that. Yeah, without him, I think I would have struggled just a little bit.
I remember that my partner also relocated to Canada from the States, and you don't think it's that different, but it's a bit of a jog through all that bureaucracy, right?
It really is. And especially like depending on when you move, what age that you move at, you might not have been through some of these steps before. So this could be your first time as an adult trying to get a healthcare card or get your driver's license. Like I recently just got my driver's license about a year or two ago. And that was a very different system to how you would get your driver's license in the UK. So although on the surface we all speak the same language, culturally it is very different.
You did not have to unlearn previous driving habits.
Yes. I mean, I can't drive stick, which is the cornerstone of any driving in the UK, but I didn't have to unlearn anything that was, yeah, negative.
Stick is a bonus. So if you did ever learn stick, you would be infamous.
Right.
People love that. And Prisha, how about you? How did you find navigating?
Honestly, as Rachel said, thank God for my husband, because everything is so different. Even the health card, back home in Trinidad, there isn't a health card. And you just go to any doctor, you see the doctor, you pay your bill, and you're out of there. So it was a big difference than to Trinidad. And also, like, for the driver's license, as she's mentioned before too, it's different. You just go in, you do a written test, you come back, and you do one driving test, and that's it. And it's like driving on the opposite side of the road, and the opposite side the passenger and the driver is. So I haven't started any process because I'm scared.
It's a lot.
Yeah, so I have decided to take a school when I'm ready and do it gradually so that I will be comfortable when I'm ready.
Well, we talk about getting comfortable, and one of the things that a lot of people look for are programs or resources. I'm wondering, Rachel, if I go back to you, was there any specific program here in Huron County that helped you?
Yes. So I became a first-time mother. So when I moved here, I was pregnant, and then I had my first and only child in 2022. And so I would go to the early on programs. And Kelly and Julie there were just the, at that time, and still are, like the light of my life. Like they were the most wonderful, gracious, welcoming, warm people to have host, you know, the early on programs. And at the time, I didn't really know anybody. So to turn up to these, to this programming every week and see them and have like great conversations about being a mother and a first time mother, it was really wonderful, especially what felt like could have been like a darker time in my life, being a first-time mother and not knowing anybody, and all my family are back in the UK. So it was very helpful to have them here, and I love them.
Oh, well, that's a great shout out to them. And,
yes.
And for you, Prisha, you also have a young one.
Yes, he will be 3 months soon.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So being here, I took a walk one day and I saw this place named Employment Center. So I'm like, what do they do? So I went in and I asked them, you know, what do I do here? And she said, if you're looking for a job or you need any sort of training. So I'm like, yes, I'm new to Canada and I'm looking for a job. And we sat and we talked about my experiences and everything. And about a week after, she said, I have a job offering for you. Come on. So when I went in, the town had an advertisement out for a program assistant, ECC assistant. So because of my certificates, I have a bachelor's in education from New Brunswick with Roytec from Trinidad and Tobago. But I have to like reassess my certificate. So I haven't done that as yet, but with my experiences and from my references, I got through as a program assistant. So even like in Trinidad, you just apply and with the certificate, you become an early childhood educator. Here you have to join like the institute and pay a fee to become an early childhood educator. So it's different. And so after reassessing my certificates, then I'll be able to become an early childhood educator.
That is one of the things we find, right, as newcomers, is that sometimes your certificates have to be assessed and maybe some different qualifications required. Just different, not necessarily totally. That you're lacking. It's just different.
Because I've been an early childhood educator for about 13 years.
What daycare center are you working at?
At Goderich Municipal Daycare. It's wonderful. The staff there is so, how should I say, helpful, understanding. When I got pregnant, I was working there. I recently started working. March the 21st will make it 1 year that I started working there. And when I told them that I was pregnant, I was scared because it's my first baby and then I now started working. Am I going to be fired? I was worried about that. And they were like, no. And they were so happy and they're so willing and they're so excited. And every day they would ask, how are you feeling? And the love was there. And till this day, I still have some of my colleagues would message and ask, how are you doing? How is baby? Some of them even visited me at home. So it's been a really, really amazing time. Even like my past landlord, she dropped food for me while I was pregnant. And she always messaged and said, do you want help with baby? If you need a shower, call me. I'll come babysit. So the people in Goderich is so friendly, so amazing, and I could not ask for more. It was a really, really wonderful experience because my mom, she was supposed to be here in Canada. She passed away in November.
It's okay.
And she already got her visa and she was supposed to come. So we had nobody. And they stepped up for me. They really did. And no matter where I go, I will always remember them.
You, thank you for sharing that. And it speaks to what a big decision and choice it is to relocate and move. And also to create new family. You're creating families of your choosing. And one of the big things we talk about with Huron County Immigration Partnership is belonging and how important it is to belong and have a sense of belonging. And your description and your stories, Prisha, really emphasize that. So thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that with us. I appreciate that. And I'll give you a second. And Rachel, for you, the sense of belonging, as you said, a new mom, it is hard. Thankfully, being a young mom sometimes opens up a lot of doors. But was it easy to sort of become part of the community?
I have been very surprised at how seamlessly I feel like I've managed to fit in. And I think that's definitely in part to my neighbors and the community at large. Like my neighbors, particularly Kathy, Bob and Dan have been amazing. And they will like come round and see us and we'll, you know, host them for dinner and things like that. And all my neighbors have been great, actually, especially when the baby was born, and even continue to be great now. I have like a friendship circle that I see regularly. And then I also have my work colleagues who are also wonderful. I was very surprised at how, because I was worried about how would a new person be received, especially when you have this idea of a small town. Everyone knows everybody. Everybody's been here since they were kids, and their parents before them. And there is that, because everybody will go, do you know this person? I'll go, no. But they'll go, oh, and they know all these different connections, and I'm learning them. But as a newcomer, you're like, oh gosh, will I fit in? Will I find my people? And I very much have, and I've been very surprised by that. And I think that's part in just the culture of Goderich and Huron County, but also you have to step outside your own comfort zone.
Also, in your role, you went from sort of an interesting background. You have journalism, you have law, and it's manifested itself into realty, real estate here.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I learned about myself when reflecting on my career was I actually found a lot of joy in customer service and actually speaking to people and meeting lots of different people. I find sometimes I come from it from like an anthropological view, whereas I'm like, oh, this is how you choose to live, or this is how you do this. And people are so fascinating to me because everyone's so different. So I moved into real estate mainly because of that. And also I love like architecture and beautiful things, and you know, but people were my main motivation. Yeah.
And when we think of beautiful English villages, they're a little more historic than here in Huron County. So was that a little bit getting used to?
Yes and no. Like the thing that appealed about Goderich was it did feel like it had some sense of like history, and especially with the architecture and everything else that is within the town, like the people and, you know, knowing the history of the town. But yeah, like my village is what you would call a small town, and it's very old, and it's got cobbled streets and Tudor houses. And my school was written in the Domesday Book as a school. And it existed before that as like somebody's, you know, rich, some rich person's house. And so that's how long my like village has been around for. So when I moved here, I knew this place was old, but obviously I knew it wasn't going to be as old. But that's one of the things I love about Goderich. It's unique downtown, the beach, of course, and its sense of history.
Okay, to you, Prisha, what do you love about being here in Huron County?
I love that you can access everything easily, because as you step out, because we live in town, as you step out, you get stuff to eat, you get groceries, you get everything right close by. Also, I forgot to mention to you that the town itself, when baby was born and when my mom passed, they showed interest in my life. They brought dinner for me. They gave me a gift. They brought clothes to my baby. These things is so amazing. Even like for Christmas, I got gift certificates. I've worked so much places back in Trinidad, and I haven't never gotten anything for Christmas. So being here and seeing that, oh, they give all their staff this, I'm like, wow, I'm so amazed. I'm really, really pleased. And the people here is so friendly, so loving, so understanding. I'm really, really happy to be here, honestly. It has been different than what I thought it would have been, because as I said, I was scared coming. I didn't know how am I going to manage, because the language, yes, we speak English, but we speak a little bit faster than regular. So everybody's like, hold on, talk a little softer, talk a little slower. So that was a little bit of a barrier for me. But in terms of the people being there and the love they showed me, It surpasses everything that you go through on a daily basis.
Can I tell you that I think we have one thing in common? When I lived in the U.S., one of my American colleagues used to say, you speak so quickly, you Canadians speak so quickly. And by the end of my 10 or 13 years there, he said, wow, you've really slowed it down. So that was something I did as well, and I had him reflect on that with me. How are you loving working in daycare?
Oh, I'm loving it. I thought it's going to be similar to my job, but it's totally different. it's totally different than what I knew before, because in Trinidad, early childhood starts 3 years to 5 years. The children come in potty trained. Now at the daycare, they're starting from 3 months, which is potty training. You have to help them with that together with the parents. So I've learned to change my first diaper at the daycare. So it's been a different thing, but I'm loving it. I'm really loving it because my passion is children. I got in 15 years now with children, loving all their aspects, learning how to read, how to write, changing clothes, everything. So in Goderich, in the daycare, it's like you're having your own child because you're seeing the growth from a baby to 4 years before they go off to kindergarten. So it's different, but it's beautiful.
And boy, are we thankful you're here, because we have such a need and a thirst for wonderful, wonderful daycare and early childhood. It's such an important aspect, and that is one of the areas that we're always looking for terrific, terrific talent. So we are so blessed that you are here.
Thank you. Yeah. I just hope that the process to be qualified would have been a little bit easier.
That's right. Yeah. So are there things that, if you were giving advice to a friend who calls you and said, hey, I'm moving to Canada, to Huron County, what advice would you give, Rachel?
What advice would I give? If they're moving from Canada to here, well, my first thing would be get organized. But I would also just say, be open-minded. Be open-minded. Don't expect it to be the same as where you are from. And be willing to embrace new opportunities. And just a different way of living. People, like compared to the UK, people here are more gregarious and more outgoing. In the UK, we're definitely much more reserved. And whereas here, that's not the same at all. I like to think of it, when I think of like the scale of reserved to gregarious, I feel like the US is on one side, the UK is on the other, and Canada fits perfectly in the middle. And so I would just say, just be open-minded and be willing to say yes to everything, and then ask lots of questions and ask for help if you need it. Yeah,
that's always good advice, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. My gosh. Yes. Yeah. Like I didn't even think about that when I first moved. So I'm just like thinking on reflection, like what should I have done? And I mean, luckily I did have somebody to help me, but had I have not, like I don't know where I would have started. So I do think reaching out and asking someone for advice is super important.
Well, yeah. Good for you. Good for you for being, you know, gregarious enough to do that. And Prisha, what if someone came to you and said, what would you recommend? What should I be thinking about?
I would say get your certificates in order, because when you come to Canada, it helps you with the first process, and be prepared to continue learning, upgrading your skills, because it's going to be needed to reach where you want to go. Whatever you learn back in your home country, it's just the starting point. Because when you come to Canada, everything is different in terms of getting your skills ready for every career. Just like me, I have a bachelor's in elementary education. I did it in Trinidad. It's a partnership with the University of New Brunswick and Roy Tech in Trinidad. But when I came here, no, that can't help me. I have to go through forms and different documents in order for them to say, okay, you have this course to do, you have that course to do. And I haven't started it because it's a long process. The ladies at the employment center, they said whenever I'm ready, they're there to assist me. So I'll be going in whenever they are ready to see me. I'm excited to start my career as an elementary education teacher at some point in time. But with the kindergarten children, because I love the little children. I love the babies. Even though at the daycare, I get to do all what I want with the children, learning, singing songs and everything. I'm so focused, and because of my experience with the older children, the children who can do different activities and stuff, I would like the experience of joining and being part of the kindergarten level. Whoever comes to Canada, I want them to be open-minded. I want them to understand that it's going to be totally different, but it's going to be okay. you're going to get through it. Just like I did, because I didn't know what I'm coming into. My husband, he was like, Canada is just a lovely place. That's all he keeps telling me. So when you come in and you see what the place looks like and the people and the career that you had before, if you want to continue that path, you will have to upgrade. But if you want to start something new, there's always things available for you to start something new.
Well, you said that beautifully, and you perfectly encapsulated both of your experiences. I mean, you're continuing on with what you love. You've tried something new, Rachel, and you both have carved out the beginning of beautiful futures here. I'm very excited to see where the next 5 years takes both of you. Final thoughts. Are you happy, Rachel?
Oh, yeah, I'm super happy. I think I'm the happiest I've been since I was born.
That's happy.
Okay. I'm the happiest I've been. I think, yeah, I'm very happy. I'm very content. I think that's a really important word, actually, content. I'm content because, you know, I think happiness comes and goes, just as sadness comes and goes. But I think content is the overall feeling that I have right now. You know, I've got everything that I've wanted and worked hard for. And I'm in a small town that offers also big city amenities. So I don't feel like I'm missing out. You know, I get to volunteer. I get to go to events that I enjoy. I get to meet people. And I have a job that I really, really love. So, yeah, I would say content would be, you know, representative of my time here.
I love the word content. Thank you. That's going to stick with me. So that's your gift to me today. I love the idea of contentment. And Prisha, happy?
Oh, yes, I'm definitely happy. From day one, I've been here, I've told my husband, I am happy that I moved from Trinidad to Canada. And I hope that my baby, he enjoys Canada. And finally, I can say that the people made me happy. With all the love and the support, I can't say how much happy I can be because of the people. They have been there with me through everything. No matter what I've been through, I can count on them. And this is what surprises me because they are strangers. And they just came into my life and they just made everything so simple. You can contact them, talk to them, and it's like, we've known each other for years, which I've only been to Canada 15 months.
You know what's wonderful? We started by talking about choice. You chose Canada.
Yes.
And we've chosen each other. And isn't that a wonderful feeling? We've chose to be in this community together. So I want to thank you both, Rachel and Prisha, for sharing your newcomer perspective and for choosing Huron County to make your home. We just so appreciative. And believe me, the honor is ours. And we wish you and your families all the best.
Thank you so much for having us. I could talk about this forever.
I could listen to all this forever.
Thank you so much for having us. It's really a wonderful opportunity.
If you have missed any of our episodes in our workforce and recruitment series, you can catch up at Huron County's Economic Development website. This podcast is funded in part by the Ontario government through the Rural Economic Development Program and the County of Huron. The views expressed in this podcast are not those of the province or the county.